I'd like to welcome you back to all the Astafim practice series. There are many Hasidim that have the practice that on Nitl Nacht, the night before December 25th, they don't learn any Torah. And many of them find creative ways in how to occupy themselves. Of the more interesting, I've heard that there are certain Hasidim that they spend the night tearing toilet paper for the year. So we all know there's a problem. There's a prohibition of tearing toilet paper on Shabbos. There can be a concern of mechatech. There can be a concern of korea. And therefore, these chassidim try to prepare themselves for the year, spending the night tearing toilet paper. The question is, what should someone do if one is confronted with a situation which they didn't prepare themselves? They're stuck in a shul, which unfortunately no one prepared tissues, no one prepared cut toilet paper, or that perhaps they're in a hotel. What should they do? So the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Pei Aleph, on the top of Amud Beis, tells us that the Isser of Muktza does not apply when it comes to Kavod Habriyas. If there's a situation that the only object that someone could use to clean himself after going to the bathroom is an object which is typically Muktza, we say that the Rabbanon never assered Muktza under scenarios that it would be a conflict with Kavod Habriyas, where it would go against human dignity. And therefore, since cleaning oneself after going to the bathroom is a matter of human dignity, of Kavod Habriyos, they didn't enact the prohibition of Muktza. And based on this idea that certain Yisuri D'Rabban and certain rabbinic prohibitions aren't relevant, they were never enacted in a situation in which there's a conflict with Kavod Habriyos, with human dignity, many poskim recommend that if someone's confronted with such a scenario that he's in a bathroom and he couldn't have anticipated and he's stuck without cut toilet paper, he would be allowed to cut the toilet paper, however, with a shinui, because it's possible that without a shinui it can be a deoraisa. And therefore, if you do it only with a shinui kila'achar yad, the example that the Shemir Shabbos Kelchasa suggests is cutting it with your elbows, separating it on with your elbows, again, preferably not on the perforation, in order to limit the possibility that it's deoraisa. And through that, it would be permissible, because since it would only be the Rabbanan, in a scenario of Kavod Habriyos, it would be permissible.